This is my dad, and these are his new underpants.
They said he was 65 years old. I don't know about that now. That's a long life for a mule. But he eventually died. They rooted him over into that pond. Dead old skeleton lying there with a hide all on him, just as tough as anything you ever see. And a big hole in his throat here where the buzzards and things would eat him, every bit of they couldn't eat him all. And I was a fishing in there one day and dropped my bait down there at that hole, that old mule in there, you know, all puffed up, dried up on the skeleton. And there's a big warmouth perch run out of him up here and bit my hook. Tuck it in that old mule right that quick, you know. And he got off of there, got loose. And I went to pull the hook out, and I must have hung it on one of his ribs, and I had to break it off. But I put on another hook and dropped down there, and I caught a big one, you know. The bones had come out of his legs. The skin was laying there, you know. It was tough as a, just tough as a bear, you know. And I got over to about this deep of water and went down in there and got a hold of them legs and dug that old mule out on the hill, and there's 114 warmouth in him, one warmouth perch. I could hear him a-fluttering just as I run out on the hill with it. The water run out of him, and I could hear him a-fluttering in there, you know.
Let's take a look at one of the most bizarre mausoleums in the world. And this is the mausoleum of
my dad. And these are his new underpants.
In Oakland Cemetery, in the city of Tallahassee, in Florida, a man walked into this mausoleum, laid down inside the casket, and then died. This was a natural death. All they had to do was lock the door, and the job was done.
You're the light of my life, course life.
Storm's here. This is a deadly storm. Interstate has never seen anything like it. You need to leave now. You will not survive.
The Florida Man Podcast.
This will cover your house.
The Florida man, like every man, lives somewhere along the intersection of chaos and order. There is some speculation that this has to do with our opposing brain hemispheres. One side is constantly looking for patterns in the world, while the other suppresses the less important patterns in the sea of infinity. One seeks the unknown, and the other categorizes the findings of the former until they can be considered known. Reflecting everything else in nature, there seems to be a balancing act with an optimal center where one is exposed to the most danger and difficulty one can handle so as to grow as resilient and formidable as possible. Florida man is certainly resilient and formidable, but the evidence of growth and learning is suspect. Something is interfering with the unknown to known process that leaves the Florida man stranded in a vituperative purgatory as his perfidious hemispheres transmogrify his sorrow to glory and back again in alchemic symphonies of confusion. Our task at the Florida Man Podcast is to make some resemblance of sense of this phenomena so that we can harness the power locked away in these gems and release it to the world. Okay, welcome back to another episode of the Florida Man Podcast. Today with me, as always, is my pirate advisor. And today, you know, with the tone in the air, all this sexual harassment stuff and the Me Too movement, he, of his own accord, elected to be called Captain Too Close today.
Nice.
So welcome, Captain Too Close. And our special guest today is Ricky Hicken. He is a local comic, and he's got a few shows coming up. He also is in the fucking trenches with me every Saturday night at Side Splitters. And welcome to Ricky.
There's no better man to be alongside in the trenches than you, Corey.
I appreciate that. You know, I always viewed myself as a leader. I'm going to continue to lead.
All right.
Off with this story. During an argument with his girlfriend, a Florida man allegedly threw a piece of fried chicken at the woman, striking her in the face with poultry and triggering his arrest for domestic battery.
You know, I'm catching a fried chicken theme in Florida as of late.
I definitely wanted to start with this one because it's a throwback to this particular theme we've been having with, you know, it seems like the essence of the Florida man always involves some kind of fried food and irritation.
You know, fried is sort of the Florida man state for a piece of food, in a way.
What's, like, how are you going to solve this? Because, I mean, the problem before is that there was not enough fried chicken. Now there's way too much.
So much, you can just chuck it at people.
Yeah.
I know. Well, I think that's a better problem to have. You know, food fights are a lot more fun than, you know, fights over not starving to death.
Okay, yeah, all right. What part of the chicken do you think hit her in the face?
I believe it was a wing. Let's see. This Florida man is 6 foot two, 220 pounds.
Oh.
And, he also stepped on her foot, and then he threw a piece of chicken at her.
Well,
I wonder if he did that on purpose, though. You know, people step on people's feet sometimes.
You gotta lock them down, you know, so you can really hit them, wing that chicken at them.
I'd step on people's feet every time I dance.
I mean, I guess there could be a significant difference in injury, whether it was a breast or a wing, you know?
And which wing? Like the drumette or the two-bone one that you got to really work at?
Right. And if it had like a piece of the breastbone sticking out that was sharp, you know, it could have caused serious injury.
Wait, what are the flappers? What are they called?
Is flappers?
Called?
Flappers.
Flappers and drummies. I think the drummies, though, if you...
Talking about feminists now?
If you throw the drumstick, because they're top heavy, it's gonna catch some speed.
Yeah, you're gonna get some kind of rotational situation going.
The sauce, though, I think it's all in
the. It's all in the sauce. The secret's in the sauce.
Yeah. If it's a spicy sauce and it hits you in the eye.
Oh, whew. Hell yeah, man! That's some serious damage right there.
It's like pepper spray.
Lemon pepper spray.
That sounds delicious.
As always, Florida Man's ahead of the curve with the latest in weapon technology.
Lemon pepper spray washed down with a craft beer.
Gonna get a concealed chicken permit for one of those.
I see your pockets are a little greasy, sir. Do you have a permit for that?
Alright, so we have a sheriff here that every once in a while, I like to give a nod to the police because they try really hard to be clever. You know, they have a lot of campaigns. You know, we featured one of them in like the first or second episode that where they have the wheel of fugitives.
Sure.
So there's this sheriff that hung a neon sign in front of his jail that says the Green Roof Inn. Vacancy. You know, I think some people found it funny, others probably didn't. Mostly those inside. It says, for those who complete their stay, another sign near their exit reminds them that the Green Roof Inn is always has a light on.
Oh man, there's some copyright issues there, right? Isn't that like Red Roof or somebody like that? Or?
Oh, that would be hilarious. No,
that's more of a slap in the face. Like, the taxpayers are paying way too much electricity bills. They're leaving the light on.
You're exactly right. Yeah, we are paying for that bad joke.
Yeah. It's like vacancy. Like, they should just put, like, a pay by the hour, too.
Should have one of those criminals paint it for free.
Yeah. But they need to get it. You know those old motels they're still advertising color TV and HBO? You gotta throw one of those up there. That's how you get people really interested.
All right, so here's another little throwback. Captain Two Gloves, if you remember, we had some antics with the iguanas.
Sure, falling right out of the trees, man.
Yeah, it was...
like manna from heaven.
It was raining cats and dogs, except iguanas.
Yeah.
But here we have another little twist to that. You remember the guy, he put all the iguanas in his car, and then he started driving, and they all woke up because they got heated up.
Something Jesus?
And then he crashed. Right. So...
some kind of, yeah.
I could just picture all the iguanas like evolving in that scene in like that Jurassic Park movie where all the little things.
Yeah. Like, eh. So like Ninja Turtles,
yeah.
Right?
It's the same. Yeah.
No, that guy was like driving down the road and all of a sudden like 100 iguanas just started running around his car and he was like, what in the fuck? And crash.
Could you imagine if an iguana got a hold of the ooze?
Oh, yeah. Shredder wouldn't stand a chance, bro.
Well, Bebop and Rocksteady were my two favorites.
Absolutely.
Characters in that whole thing.
Which one was the Warthog?
That was Bebop.
That was my guy. I like Bebop.
Yeah. He was awesome. I hope I'm right about
that. I like Rocksteady because he makes a good energy all drink.
All credibility if I'm not right about that. Mike's giving me the thumbs up there. Okay. So, heads were turning in Clearwater, Florida Thursday when they saw a car apparently being driven by a 3-foot-long lizard.
Oh, God, they're driving now?
His
rain
claws
from the sky
clenched around the wheel. Two plainclothes cops say they were among those doing double takes, and they followed the car for a couple miles until it pulled over. Then they found Finley's owner, we can say the name of the iguana, slouched down in the seat. He was arrested for the drunken driving. And
the iguana was arrested?
What?
I was going to say, I've dated some women
the owner.
Oh, all right.
Owner was arrested for DUI, and then Finley, the lizard.
I'm telling you, man.
Taken to an animal shelter.
Planet of the Apes, that's just a fantasy. It's going to be Planet of the Lizards.
You know, these fucking cops, they got to ruin a good joke. You know?
Can you imagine just the embarrassment of that guy when he sees his iguana again.
Has to explain to it why he left it in a shelter.
Yeah, he's got to pick it up from an animal shelter. Finley's going to look at him and be like, what's up, man?
If I'm the guy, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be like, Finley, you told me you're cool to drive.
First off, you got me fixed, which is really weird to do an iguana. You can just keep me in my cage.
Swerving all over the road. Yeah, I know you saw a fly, but you don't have to go after it, man. Just stay within the lines.
Used to call you Finn McCool. Now I call you Finn Not Cool.
Oh, man.
Watch that Godzilla movie, and now he thinks he's invincible.
Corey with the deep Irish mythology cuts here.
We got a man living in Port St. Lucie was arrested after authorities said he was responsible for illegally shipping dozens of high-impact firearms to Brazil. Florida man was indicted on charges relating to the illegal exportation of firearms, accessories, and ammunition. He's considered to be one of the top arms dealers for Brazil. According to a news release from the U.S. Attorney's Office, South DA of Florida would buy firearms in South Florida, remove the serial numbers, and then, I didn't explain that right, but he would remove the serial numbers and then conceal them in packages to ship them to Brazil. So yeah. Brazil's been looking for this guy, for this Florida man, for a while, since June. At Rio de Janeiro's airport, discovered 60 automatic rifles.
Who's taking them on planes?
AKs hidden inside a shipment of pool heaters.
You know what I hear?
It's awesome.
Florida man lowers Brazilian population.
Well, Florida men don't kill people. Guns. Wait.
Guns
Brazilians.
Being held by Florida men.
Florida man gun dealers don't kill Brazilians. Brazilians kill Brazilians with his guns.
Have you ever went into the whole Brazilian thing and like why those people are the way that they are?
Absolutely. I used to work at Boisao, one of those Brazilian steakhouses.
Yeah.
And everybody there was from mostly Sao Paulo. And I learned a little bit of the words and stuff. But taught me a lot about it.
Something like the DNA from like the rats and the cats and all that stuff. Yeah, it makes the women way more aggressive sexually.
From the rats and the cats.
There's something, man. You gotta look
no,
it up.
No, that's,
Toxoplasma gondii?
Yeah, that's, everybody has that.
No, man, not everybody has that. Well, you have a cat.
Yeah, I have a cat. I've had the cat for 17 years.
I've been called a pussy enough times. That's just my dad.
Well, you know that stuff? It makes you like the smell of cat piss, and I guess, like, rats that get it are attracted to the smell, and then they're easier for the cats to catch, or something like that.
It's something like that, but then it goes along the lines, along the food chain or something, where it affects, like,
it gets in your brain.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah. I think it makes you like cats more.
Yeah, it does. Which is why I know I don't have it.
It's just how the pyramids got built in a day, right?
Sure, right. The aliens put the things in our brains to make us love cats. Next thing you know, we're building pyramids.
Oh.
Well, it's pretty amazing. Back to guns. This guy, especially in the wake of all this, it's amazing this is coming out. But he's going to appear in federal court the day this was posted. And the title of this post was that it proves that every Florida man is good at something. Like, well, I can't argue with that. I mean, like, that's what we're investigating. You're either highly successful or you're gloriously arrested.
Yeah.
You know?
You can see officers in their police cars. Now it's like, hey, Jack, did you see that? That dude just filled up his car. Something's going on.
If we could harness the Florida man phenomena, it would be unstoppable.
Yeah. Lightning in a bottle.
Especially if that phenomena comes with AK-47s, I guess.
It would be... it would be like that secret juice from Space Jam.
Yes!
That Michael Jordan.
Yes! But instead of that, you just get a Florida man on your team and he eats somebody's face for you or something.
Yeah, it's
know.
A bath salt. Yeah, that's how you ingest it.
We'd be more like the Monstars in a way, I think.
All right, I got another one for you. This bizarre attack on a park trail, you know, sounds fucking really scary at first.
Yeah, dude, because it sounds like exercise.
I read another one. I read another one. Well, you know, you always hear that's like the horror story trope, you know, a woman jogging in a park, attacked by a random man. Well, I read another story that I'm not going to do. Because it's fucked up and the guy just like randomly attacked this lady with a chainsaw.
What?
Not gonna do that story.
What? So, now I wanna know about the chainsaw story.
No, he just like hacked her up and she's okay. She didn't die, but she's fucked up.
It doesn't sound like she's okay.
What brand of chainsaw does this thing sounds like?
Well, since we're not doing this story, I don't know.
If you can make two clean arm cuts.
It said she had injuries to her hands and chest. Probably no, don't chainsaw me.
Oh, he cut her tits
off?
But
we're not doing that story.
He cut her tits off?
Oh, that's a good question.
Angelina Jolie?
See, you should look into that on your own, you know.
Is that on X Hamster?
And all of you listeners, too. Go find out.
Oh, man, Corey's giving out homework now.
Well, I don't want to know, but if you do...
I didn't know I was going to have to do stuff.
Or, find out whether she still has tits. But no, we're not doing that story. We're doing this one where it's a little bit more lighter and appropriate for this show.
Oh.
It's still an attack.
I think we kind of did the story.
In a dark park trail while a woman is jogging.
Hey, you hear
However, this guy did not attack her with a chainsaw. He tackled her, ripped her shorts off, and then took off running, waving the shorts above his head like a helicopter.
What? Do you hear about the girl without the...
What's his name? Petey Pablo? Who am I, Petey Pablo?
Do you hear about the girl without the shorts that backed into a chainsaw? Disaster.
So...
Get it? Disaster?
Oh, if only there was drum set nearby.
Corporal Larry McKinnon was giving some statements
just
about this.
Just around your hands, been like a helicopter. Sorry.
But he says,
raise up.
He says, if it's going to be
take
a robbery.
Take a random girl's shorts off.
If it's going to be a robbery, then take some kind of valuables. In this case, it's a very bizarre set of circumstances. He just knocks her down, takes her shorts, and then goes off running into the woods.
Were they named?
Some
brand?
Say he's still running to this day.
Man. These were Chanel. Investigators
said this might not be the first time this suspect went out for a jogger. Last month, they said a woman reported being grabbed by the arm by this on this very same section of trail.
What if it was a fat chick wearing American flag shorts and he was a veteran?
Well, yeah, maybe he was asking for money. Like, please help me.
Well, no, it's just a disgrace to the flag. You know, there were 50 stars.
The man is described as 25 to 30 years old. Ah, see, I imagine it's like an old guy.
Why?
Younger than me. I don't know.
Does that fit your fetish better? I don't understand.
It just seems like you only do that, like, once you reach a certain point where, like, fuck everything. And that seems like it would take a long time.
Oh, I see.
Well, yeah, well, I would think that's a spur-of-the-moment type thing. Because if
they did it twice, though.
Yeah, well, almost. No, well, yeah, what I'm saying. But, like, if you're like, man, this is what I'm into, that you would get in shape for that. Because you're going to have to run.
Spur-of-the-moment. So, you think the guy was just like, he was out in the woods. And he saw her, and he was like, man. I want them shorts.
Yeah. If he was smart, he would be like, I want those shorts, but not now. Let me get in shape first. We run a couple marathons, you know?
Right, right. I mean, you got to look good.
It's true. Yeah. I've noticed that you can do some pretty rude things to women, and the better you look, the more you can get away with.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, no.
No.
No?
Well,
like,
everything depends on whether they like you or not. You know, if they like you, you can do a lot of things.
Like the chainsaw guy.
If they don't like you, you can't do anything, or else they'll tell.
It's like, you know, you're a terrible person if you get like Me Too by your mom. It's like, I didn't even want to push him out my vagina. He did it on his own. I tumbled down the stairs.
It caused a lot of physical trauma and I was never compensated for that.
Yeah. I had a water birth. It wasn't even in the bathtub at home. I jumped into the Mississippi.
If you're born underwater, you can live there for the rest of your life.
What? No, I did not know that.
If you drown there, then yeah, you will.
Mermaids?
No,
for the rest of your life?
If you
you mean like monkey people.
We'll get it all edited.
So we have a pretty good thing here. So I'm gonna have to say, I don't have to say his real name, but his nickname is Skeeter. So that's appropriate.
The shorts guy?
No, this is a different guy.
Okay.
New story. This one has a little bit of irony to it because this guy, he's been arrested a lot of times, and this time it's for stealing flags.
Okay.
He had a flag collection that he was building by stealing them.
What, did he go to the club and just drag them out?
Well, I think it was like, he was like, this makes sense because they're all from Flagler County.
Oh, flags.
Oh, sure, of course.
So, his collection included a 15 by 25 foot American flag that he stole from the Indian Trails Middle School Sports Complex. 8x12 U.S. flag he removed from the flagpole on Palm Coast Parkway.
Yeah, I've cheerleaded at Flagler College.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Might have to elaborate.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more about that.
Like North Korean cheerleaded or like high school?
Basketball college.
Oh, yeah?
Cheerleaded.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For men's and women's.
You could just stick your hand up there?
Yeah, that's what they teach you. All right. The chair, you throw them up in the air,
you grab them
by the ankle, and they teach you, your middle finger goes right down the crack.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's, they say, first thing they tell you is, like, under no circumstance let the girl hit the ground. Like, you sacrifice yourself.
Of course.
Like, and the first time I ever, like, threw a girl up, I was like, I did it, and turned around. I that's not even the worst moment. The worst moment was we were holding like this camp for like the high school and middle school girls who wanted to cheerlead, and I'm the only guy. Ooh. And so like I'm out there at first, like we're doing stunts and stuff, so they know it's just me. But then I put on the mascot uniform, which is this like lion with a crown and all that. And then I'm running back to like the back room to change back, and I just trip and bust ass like right in front of everybody, and I like I'm just laid out, and I can hear them laughing because I haven't tried to get up before in this thing. I'm like I'm kind of just laying there, and I mean, well, I know they know suit. It's me. It was like what? A lion. Yeah, it was, oh. Yeah, it was a big like two-piece like suit, you know, you see out the mouth and all. Yeah. That. But yeah, but when I finally got up, I went to the bathroom. Well, I mean, they helped me up. And then I got to the bathroom, I changed clothes and walked out like nothing happened.
Well, I mean, I don't know who that guy was.
I mean, that the mascot's supposed to be awkward, right? Yeah. Like, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Ah, no. So, I was saying, this guy's been arrested 19 times in Flagler County since 2010.
That's like St. Augustine and stuff, if people aren't familiar.
Yeah. And, like, burglary, assault, a theft, and DUI. A theft. That's a new one.
DUI?
Dewey, I think it says. He's also been arrested 3 times in Volusia County. All right, so,
two kids around.
He's got more than me, I'll say that. But two other men were also charged with... Wait, I have to go back. Not the first time he's achieved notoriety with his arrest. In September 2012, he was riding a horse when he led police in a chase through Brunel that forced a train to stop in its tracks. Subsequently pled no contest to resisting arrest. He was sentenced to drug court and 3 years of probation.
I gotta get this telegram in by Tuesday. You ain't gonna stop Skeeter and old Mustang's John right here. Let's go, boy.
You know, vexillology in Florida is serious business.
Got my side pistol.
All right, so an escort and her protector were arrested in Florida after they apparently showed up at the wrong house.
Her protector?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, this is funny. This Florida man and Florida woman, my mom and dad, are facing luring charges, which is the stupidest charges I can think of for this story. But after they showed up at a home... And they're knocking on the door, and the people that lived at the house were like, what in the fuck? You know, nobody's supposed to come over. But they didn't. They said they would have answered their door with a shotgun. Is that? Oh, that's the neighbor. Said I would have answered my door with a shotgun. That was the neighbor, of course.
Of course. Good to have his input.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is also after the fact.
I'm really confused right now.
Florida man's always a tough guy when he's
I'm sorry, yeah, I was a little over the place. All right, so these two people, they show up at the house, and they're knocking on the door, and it's the wrong house. And the people at the house, they open the door, and they're like, this is this lady in, like, lingerie. And, you know, a dude in a mask. He was just going to go, like, wait in the car, you know. But he's still wearing a mask when they're at the door. Maybe he came up to like see what was going on when they wouldn't open it.
Like a Halloween
and
mask?
And she's like, what the fuck? You call me here? You know, like, and they were like, no, waste my time. And they're like, we didn't call you here. Get the fuck out of here. And they just were like fucked up. So when the cops come, they tried to hide behind a pole. It didn't work.
Nice.
And then
it's like a kid and like hiding in the corner and just like covering their eyes.
Yeah, yeah. So that was
what did the cop like get out of the car looking like T-Rex, like with his arms like don't move.
Yeah, you can't see us. Vision's based on movement, right? Yeah.
they were able to catch up with the Florida men and women, and they first claimed to not know each other, or why they were there.
We're just hanging out on a pole together.
I don't know. Why am I even here?
Why are any of us here? If you don't question anything, then you don't care about your existence.
Right. It's all subjective.
You're a police officer, but is that who you really are?
Why are inside, any of us
here? They say she was wearing pink see-through lingerie and told police she was an escort off Backpage. And then
Backpage, all right.
Yeah. If any of you guys want to know what that is, Google it.
That's like a Craigslist for Google hookers.
Google it. Yep.
Which is
works most of the time, Craigslist, from what I hear.
Yeah, it's a Craigslist for Craigslist.
Mm-hmm. But so the people at the house are like, we're floored and appalled. We have young children in our home. We don't let them play on their bikes outside by themselves because weirdos, and that's a whole different kind of weirdo. So find a lot of things wrong with that.
They're on their floors in Nepal.
What?
Said it.
No, that's not what I said.
I was like, oh, man. They needed a vacation from that nonsense, apparently.
Nepal sounds cool, except it just had, like, a couple big fucking earthquakes, right? And people...
Yeah, it's the best time to go right now. When are they going to have the next one?
Everything's super cheap.
Right, yeah. Everything's half off.
Okay. Okay, so the hooker is charged with using a false name, possession of marijuana, and she had a warrant for arrest in Polk County, so.
I didn't mean to crack you up.
You did. You broke me for a second.
So is this like the new practical joke? Instead of ordering pizzas to your neighbor's house?
Trying to think of a French joke.
You order hookers? Like, it's the new, like, you know, back in the day you'd order a pizza to your friend's house. And yeah. Like, now it's hookers?
Well, yeah, pretty. I mean, you can get anything online. Do you remember that movie, The Net, with Sandra Bullock?
Yeah,
the fucking day?
Sure.
She ordered a pizza from her computer and everybody was like, oh my god, that is so fucking cool. And now I do it from my phone every Saturday, and it's like a ritual that I love, and I don't think twice about it.
Yo, man, you're depressing me. Come on.
I have to work at Side Splitter, so I need a lot of calories to go fucking deal with those assholes.
You can. Hey,
not you, the customers.
Oh. You can actually go on your phone, like, preset to where the pizza will come at noon the next day to wake you up. Like, that's how awesome technology is. Dude, some countries, they're having drones deliver pizza.
Yeah, I heard Amazon was going to start doing that, where they send drones to your house to, like, push it off. But, you know, Florida Man, it's going to be like a shooting gallery. Old Skeeter.
Right.
And it's going to get a shotgun out and just...
Well, I had a beautiful business idea that would work in Florida because of its climate, but to have a delivery-only pizza place, but it's just, like, hot chicks in bikinis, or you can do, like, you know, young dudes, you know, studly dudes in, like, bathing suits or whatever.
You know,
they deliver the pizza.
They used to have those hot dog stands with the girls in the teabag bikinis, but they made that illegal.
Yeah, there was a place in
Vegas.
Yeah,
some kind of bullshit, like, color code nonsense.
Yeah, well, the pizza's covered up. That's why it would be delivery only, like, in shop making the pizzas. Yeah, they're covered. Those are the fat chicks.
I-75 there.
Well, they're only allowed to be topless at Cafe Risque, I think, right? So they're always advertising trucker showers, and I don't know.
Depends on which state.
Like, is that what it sounds like? They can shower a trucker? Or is that, like, code?
I don't know. Sounds like there's urine involved in that.
No, it was
oh, man, I gave her a Cleveland steamer, she gave me a trucker shower.
A Florida trucker.
I remember going into one of those Pilot gas stations. You know, it's like, it's a truck driver.
Sure.
But, you know, in the front, they had the gas station part and the gift shop and all that. In the back, there was like a buffet type restaurant. But it was, I forgot what state it was in, but my dad and I walked in there. And in the gas station part, there had to have been like 15 or 20 black people. And then in the restaurant part, it was about 15 or 20 white people. I was like, is this what it was like in, like, the 60s? Like, this is really weird.
That's weird.
I was like, I know where I need to go, though. Yeah. Like,
I'm going to take that table.
Yeah.
I go in those places all the time for work, and one thing I always think is funny is that, like, they announce, like, the people who your shower's ready over the intercom, right? So it's like, It's like a walk of shame, right? If you're the guy that gets up when that thing calls her name, you know, like, number six, your shower is ready. Unless you just sit there for a while, pretend it's not you. I don't know how everybody doesn't know that you're the dirty ass motherfucker that's using the gas station shower. You fucking
that dude's about to have a clean.
I was gonna say, I shower every day, and I don't care who knows.
I know. There's nothing wrong with doing it there. At least they're doing it.
Yeah.
But
that's how I felt when I took still, a shower when I was at the.
It could be taken the wrong way by some elitist prick, you know.
When I was taking a shower at the psych ward, I felt like somebody was watching me. Because they were.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they were outside the door, not necessarily staring at me. That would have been weird.
Well, speaking of weird,
yeah,
we have
boy,
a...
soap up now.
This article here says we didn't even make it through the weekend before we found a 31-year-old dude running around parking lot of plumbing business.
I'm 31.
Without any clothes on. Hey, happy birthday.
I'll be 32 in April.
Happy birthday, suit. one might allege that the man was streaking, but or that he was dared to do something. Still, maybe he was drunk. Maybe
he just
nuts.
He saw the
no,
sign for
not
pipe
the case.
And he got confused.
Says the cops say that he was completely lucid and didn't really have a solid story as to why he was naked.
What time was it? What was the temperature?
It doesn't say, but those are valid questions.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
but
it's February. Like, so, you can streak all June, July, August, September. You don't have to worry about anything. But you catch the wrong day in February. You don't want to get drug into jail.
I think it depends what your values are in that particular instance. But the most logical one, I guess, that
is that he's a time traveler.
Is that he...
That would be my guess.
No, it's that he pooped his pants.
Come with me if you want to live.
So, I think he might have pooped his pants and then discarded said pants and continued on his merry way until he could, you know...
It's when you put the shirt down like an apron.
Yeah, you gotta party pig it a bit, man.
But... This still remains suspect because...
What? They didn't buy that?
I'm just saying, if it was cold outside, you could probably beat those charges if they were like, see, when you arrested me, you checked female.
Yeah. Well,
obviously, when I got in the car and you turned the heat on,
Well, it doesn't matter. Even if you're female, you would still get charged for exposing your private parts. Probably not as quickly.
I'm just saying, but it would be a wrong documentation of a police report.
Police said the guy had many stories, none of which completely added up. Sounds about right. The man who remains unidentified.
Would you believe?
Yeah.
Well, we know him as Florida Man. Was taken into custody and... charged with exposure of sexual organs. So, again, like I was saying, even if it was a girl.
First story.
Even if he identifies as a woman, he still gets the same charge.
That's what I would do. I would identify as a woman just so I can get, like, the lesser sentencing. Or put in a woman's prison.
Right? I think that's happened already. I just saw another story about a high school kid who's trans who's wrestling as a girl and kicking the shit out of all the girls.
Yeah.
Somebody did that in the UFC.
Men's or women's, I think I'm going to be a bitch in jail anyway, like somebody's bitch.
No, your beard is way too intimidating for that.
They'll make me shave it down, won't they?
Well, only if you let them, little buddy.
I just don't want to have to join a gang.
That's not a choice.
Because I'm a natural born leader.
Do you want to live?
You know?
We've done a lot of these stores. Do you want to live?
I mean,
I always thought it'd be cool, like, you start your own prison gang, see if you can get everybody signed on.
The Leprechaunis!
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
This is our final story for the day. And so, it turns out, if you had to guess what alias a 37-year-old Florida man, which is close to what I am, are you... close to that yet?
I'm of indeterminate age.
Yeah. You're a Florida man.
Oh, no, you're 300 years old. You have the entire pirate history behind you.
Some say I've been sailing the seas since time was created.
Yeah.
I am
this guy is not as old as you.
Though. I am eternal.
But he kind of looks like Dave Matthews or Pauly Shore.
Dave Matthews doesn't look like Pauly Shore. I don't understand.
Yeah. No, just like the closest things you can kind of come to this guy. But so the thing is that he was getting arrested and he gave his alias to them. And instead of picking like a famous person that he looked like, he decided to go with Dick Face Johnson.
That's not bad.
Depends what you're doing, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Dick Face Johnson?
I mean, it's no Ron Mexico or Carlos Danger, but...
If he was actually, like, consuming a dick at the time... Consuming sounds extra gross, doesn't it?
It's like, instead of a teardrop tattoo, he's got a dick and balls. Yeah. What happened there? Slayed me gay, man.
First he said he was going to beat every cop's ass when they showed up in his doorstep.
And so y'all don't want to fuck with Dick Face Johnson.
Yeah, he took a swing, and then he missed, and then he was still booked on charges of assault, because that's how it works.
Yeah.
And resisting an officer with violence. Well, it seems to happen on a regular basis in Florida. On its own, wouldn't make the incident newsworthy. The name the guy gave him when asked if he had any aliases definitely made the story a... God damn it, I must read.
Well, don't if you put, like, slang. Salt in right. front of your door, cops can't cross it.
Oh, right, unless you invite them in.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, or running water, right?
Or you give them $5,150, because that's what his bond is. So I bet you could just give them that and they would go away.
Or you can use your charisma power.
I wonder if you roll high enough, like that, if you could get around
speech
bribery law, if you could say, no, hey, what's my bond going to be worth? How about we just pay that right now and get this whole thing over with, and we don't have to go through all the hubbub.
Do you think you just invented that? That's exactly how you do it.
Yeah.
Officer, isn't there That's any way thought. We could just take care of this right now?
I'm right again, is what you're saying.
Sure. My friend here, George Washington, says maybe I get to go. Maybe if his buddy Abe Lincoln joined the party.
Did you say Abe Lincoln?
No, man, I didn't say Abe Lincoln. I said Abe Lincoln.
All right, that was the last story. I have to pee really fucking bad. But Ricky has some fucking shows coming up that you guys have to go see. So Ricky, will you please tell us where everybody can come find you, because you're insane.
Starting tomorrow, March 1st through the 4th, I will be hosting at Side Splitters.
Booyah!
I think you overestimate the speed of our production process.
Well, actually, it won't take that long this time. I got two of them are coming out right in a row.
Oh, cool.
It's just because I fucked up the last one. This one's good.
March 17th, I'm hosting a show at the Beer and Brownies.
Nice.
The Barney Blender. It's their third anniversary show. I'll be doing about 20 minutes of comedy, and then there's going to be three bands after that.
Oh, very cool.
24th, I'm headlining out at Beef O'Brady's in Parrish, Florida. There was one show, and it already sold out, so they added a second show. So it'll be two Excellent. Shows then. And then I'm headlining again March 30th at Kilo's Kava Bar. In St. Cool. Pete, I believe.
Yeah, it's fantastic. The comedy scene is growing really fast. Like, when I started at Side Splitter 6 years ago, there was not much going on. It didn't seem like. Maybe I just didn't know about it, but now it seems like there's shit going all over the place. Lots of new open mics, and it's fucking awesome to see you doing the right
Thanks,
thing.
Man.
So give me some.
Yeah, it was. It'll be my first week hosting there, and the 24th of March will be my first headlining spot. And, you know,
all right, congratulations.
Thank you. That was one of the goals this year, to get a headlining spot.
We'll keep doing our part to make Tampa the new comedy home of the South, man. We got this. I appreciate all you guys listening. Please come see Ricky wherever you can. And Captain Too Close, please don't get too close to anybody too soon. Okay. way to go out. All right.
This podcast is produced with little regard for feelings in general by the Reverend Corey Cahill John Ignatius Lavelle. The music has been accessed by Oracle and channeled to the Reverend Corey Cahill John Ignatius Lavelle. He then recorded and produced it. Our sound engineer is the Reverend Corey Cahill John Ignatius Lavelle. There is one other guy that does stuff. In no way should any of the content of this program be considered legal advice or simply advice. Don't be dumb. Okay, that's advice.